All right, today we're going to talk about being lazy. Anyone ever have an issue with that? We're going through Road Rules, Proverbs. We're aiming this to parents so that you can teach your children these Proverbs in an age-appropriate manner. And here's a practical one, the outcome of a lazy life. Proverbs 24, 33 and 34, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. I'll tell you a quick story. Now, this guy was one of the best high school athletes I've ever seen. He lined up at fullback in a potent wishbone offense. He could run over, around, and away from those who tried to tackle him. He could have made it in college, and I don't know if he could have made it beyond or not. He could have certainly made a name for himself, except for one thing. He was just lazy. Glimpses of greatness appeared when he felt like it, but most of the time, he felt like giving a half-baked effort. Today's proverb says that laziness produces poverty in all areas of life. It keeps us from being all God intended us to be, whether home or work or worship. Laziness is a lack of discipline that will keep us out of shape, physically and spiritually. Poverty in all forms will come upon us like a robber and steal the blessings of God. The Apostle Paul said, train yourself to be godly in 1 Timothy 4:7. That word train is a translation of a Greek word, gymnazo, from which we get the English word gymnasium. It was the place athletes of Paul's day worked to strengthen their bodies for competition. Discipline is key for the body and soul. Train yourselves to be godly, because a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber. Father, show me where I am lazy. Is it reading your word? Is it in the area of prayer? Is it in serving others? Is it about telling others about Jesus? Is it caring for others? Are my giving habits lazy? Give me the desire and strength to address the lazy areas of my life and instill in me godly discipline, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.